Wednesday, it's 1 o'clock. It's time for the Indie Media Radio London show, brought to you on Resonance FM 104.4. Bringing stories direct from the streets, posted onto the indiemedia.org.uk newswire and indie media sites worldwide. We look forward to presenting your stories, so keep posting them to indiemedia.org.uk.
And the world could be a better place. And the world could be a better place.
Would you like to provide me with your details as requested?
I'm happy to provide you with the details as given so far.
I you need your name, surname, unfortunately.
It's not enough. We assume the summons to be served on you.
Unfortunately, I'm not prepared to give that. I don't believe that I'm a crime, and I don't believe that it's I should have to.
If you still refuse to give me your surname, I'll have to arrest you.
Move away, mate.
Yeah, not prepared to give your surname? Okay. In that case, then, 16:11 hours on today's date, the 18th of June 2005, I'm arresting you for the offence of committing an illegal demonstration unauthorised under the Serious Organised Crimes and Police Act of 2005. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence, and you do not mention when questioned something you'd like to rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given as evidence.
You've made war on the people now. You've made the police turn against the people now.
You're going to be handcuffed, so I'll ask you to secure your
hands. First of all, I don't need to be handcuffed.
Right,
no.
Okay.
I have not carried out.
Would you like to turn off the camera, please?
You want me to take it?
Yeah.
You can't take your property.
Actually, this is evidence for the defence.
It's also evidence for the defence.
No, it's our evidence. You're going to have to read it.
It was in his possession at the time of arrest.
It's our evidence. You're not taking it.
You've got my fingers. You've got my hands stuck.
Well, get them out then.
Just take a minute. Bring back the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
You're
resisting arrest, mate.
Resisting arrest. I'm resisting being.
He's defending democracy. What are you doing? You're supposed to serve people.
It's
not abuse of power.
Police state!
All he's doing is peacefully demonstrating. And because he didn't ask permission from the police first. It's a criminal offence.
He had two quotes on his
arm. Being handcuffed.
And they're treating him, as you can see, they're treating him quite roughly.
This is a
Steve, will handcuff you to
I'm perfectly happy.
He's not a violent person.
But it's front set.
In all the time that I've been here, I've not used any force.
That's right, just right.
Despite being...
This is shameful. My
use of
by other people.
I object to the use of handcuffs. I do not need to be handcuffed.
Oh, look, another criminal.
Putting them behind his back.
No,
put them
behind
his back.
Bend your arm behind your back. Why should he? He wasn't resisting arrest. You handcuffed him. He wasn't resisting arrest, criminal.
Stop resisting.
I was pleased
to take your hand off. Now!
Stop resisting!
Put your hand behind
me. Stop resisting!
Hang
on, have you got that one? Stop resisting!
Now you have declared war against the people.
Put your head down.
Take a seat and then I'll let go.
And I will take a seat.
Mind your head.
Everyone see that big officer, you see what happened. You see it was here. You see that? You see the knee? Well done for arresting a serious criminal.
Yeah, I hope you're all happy.
That's a good job.
Go into your families.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
Minute 29 gets you kicked out of the people.
Serious crime in action, folks.
Well, that was the sound of a man called Steve being arrested this Monday. His cries of pain were the result of the forceful attentions of three policemen. His crime, carrying a placard that read, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act," a quote from George Orwell, and "No man deserves punishment for his thoughts," see police or HM government for further details, was standing outside the gates at Downing Street. Two officers from Charing Cross Police Station declared that an illegal demonstration was taking place. The police then tried to report Steve, but as he did not believe he was committing any offence, he was only willing to give his first name. Police threatened to arrest him, and he cooperated fully, stating again he did not believe he had committed an offence but would go to court. Despite his peaceful demeanour, the police insisted on handcuffing him. Steve refused to make this easy for him and resisted passively, pointing out that he was not resisting arrest but was resisting the unnecessary use of handcuffs. By now, three policemen were using various painful holds on him, attempting to cuff him, and Officer CX149 was witnessed kneeing Steve hard in the thigh. After struggling for some minutes and attracting a large crowd of mainly tourist passerby, the police finally managed to cuff the powerful but unruffled man. Steve kept his composure and his placid stance throughout. When they were trying to push him into the car, he calmly told them to let go of him and he would sit down himself. They finally got the idea, let go of him, and quietly got into the back seat by himself with dignity intact. By now, nearly 50 passers-by had gathered, mostly tourists, and Steve's supporters were busy explaining to them about the repressive sock par law and its violent use they'd just witnessed. Steve was held in Charing Cross Police Station overnight, then transferred to Bow Street Magistrates, where he appeared before a judge at about 1 p.m. on Tuesday, charged with organising an unauthorised demonstration and with assaulting a police officer. Steve was represented by a duty solicitor who advised he give his details to the judge, otherwise it would be possible he could face contempt of court and be jailed for up to 3 months. Having at least taken a principled stand, he finally relented and gave his name and address. After another hour in the cells during which checks were made, he then returned to the dock, where the charges were officially put to him. He pleaded not guilty to both counts and was released on unconditional bail. Physically, his left arm hurts from the excessively tight handcuffs, and his left thigh is also very painful. He has other bruises, but is in good spirits. So, business as usual in the Indie Media London Newswire show today. It is the solstice, the longest day of the year, and hurrah! We've got Sam here after a long absence, where I believe he's been in Somerset, is that right? Lucky man. He's looking more tanned than you can imagine, and he's going to sing us a song about summer.
This is a midsummer song. Absolutely appropriate for today. This is from Sussex, and it's called Lemony Sweet Lemony. As I was a-walking one midsummer's morning, the fields and the meadows, they look so green and gay, and the birds, they were singing so pleasantly adorning. So early in the morning, at the break of the day, oh hark, how the nightingale is singing. The lark, she is taking her flight all in the air. On yonder green bower, the turtle doves are building. The sun is just a-glimmering, arise, my dear. Arise, oh, rise, and get your humble posies. They are the finest flowers that grow in yonder grove, and I will pluck them all, sweet lily, pink, and roses. All for the sweet lemony, the girl that I love.
Oh, Lemony, oh, Lemony, you are the fairest creature. You are the fairest creature that e'er my eyes did see. And then she played it over all on the pipes of ivory. So early in the morning, at the break of the day.
Thanks very much. Have you got you back up for your club, is that right?
That's right, next Wednesday. We've got some wonderful folk songs.
Where is that?
Essex Road. It's the Old Queen's Head, called the Magpie's Nest, is the club. Come down from 8.
And that's always on a Wednesday night, is it?
Wednesday, every last Wednesday.
The last Wednesday of the month. Fantastic. Thanks very much indeed.